They code into everything.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kaya. Thank you for joining us.
No problem, but here forth, please refer to me as famous Twitch streamer Kaya Orsan.
Thank you. So I was gonna talk to you about that. What are you playing, like Animal Crossing or something?
No, well, recently I've been doing what I've invited you to do with me, which is watching episodes of To Catch a Predator. So it's actually very fun to watch, you know, with an audience. We sit together. It's like a little movie night and we watch a bunch of pedophiles get tackled by the cops.
Have you ever seen yourself on TV? It's uncomfortable. I will join you. I told you.
How do you get away? How do you get away with that without getting like a copyright strike or whatever? You know what I mean?
I have no idea. I think it's because my channel is still so tiny that no one could possibly give a fuck to report it or get noticed.
Gotcha.
Also, it's just a really ghetto rip. And basically, you either have to find pixelated copies on YouTube or you have to somehow pirate it. I don't think you can even legally find it at this point.
Really?
I don't think they even have the source material to copy strike you with.
Yeah,
I could probably claim that it's my show.
If you need it, I recorded them all onto VHS as they were playing live.
Mom, you record me. I'm going to be on TV. One more ad break, Mom.
They didn't tell me which episode I was going to be on, so I had to record all of them.
So what are you going to do after this wears thin? What are you going to start watching or doing?
I have no idea. We'll find something. I enjoy Twitch. So anyway, enough about me. Thank you for plugging my stupid bullshit. You fulfilled your obligation.
All right. Well, that's all we had on the board, though.
That was it. Talk about just Kaya, me. Done.
Well, this story has really piqued my interest, and I guess it ties in with Kaya's streaming, the child sex dolls.
All right.
So the headline is Mom Fights to Ban Child Sex Dolls After Daughter's Likeness Was Used for One. So the company that makes these decided to go online and go on this little girl's Instagram. I don't know where the fuck they got it, but make a sex doll that looks like this lady's daughter.
So, mm-hmm.
What I get from
a child sex doll.
Yeah. But what I get from this headline is that she was totally cool with child sex dolls until her daughter became one. You know what I mean? It's like now the one looks like my daughter. Now we have to ban them. Before that, it was cool.
Did you mention that she's 8 year old, the daughter? That's what the mom is so pissed off about?
She's 8?
Yeah, the daughter is 8 years old.
Oh, I thought she was
young.
What?
So I think this just reveals what I've always said. Everyone who uploads photos of their children onto the internet should be fucking arrested for child abuse.
Retroactively.
Preemptively. No, sorry. Preemptively is what I meant. Because all of those fucking Instagram moms who whore out their little children on their Instagram accounts and try to turn them into these celebrities, mm-hmm. all of those kids are going to grow up to sue their fucking mothers for lack of privacy or something. Those poor fucks. And this is what happens, man. There's lots of sick fucks out there. One of them is going to rip a photo of your daughter from your Instagram and just turn it into a sex doll.
I think that's best case scenario is they sue their mom or whatever. Worst case scenario is they're heroin addicts living on the street, sucking cock for whatever, you know what I mean?
The doll's actually sold on Amazon. It says the $559 doll resembled her 8-year-old daughter, and not just any doll. According to the Amazon ad, it was a high-quality, sexy doll, live dolls for men.
Awesome.
One product review posted, one of the reviews
Jesus
was,
Christ.
Good item during these times.
Can you imagine being the guy that reviews child sex dolls on Amazon? What
can you imagine
fuck?
Being the parent of somebody whose kid was used and it gets a bad review?
One star, she babbles too much.
This kid is ugly.
I couldn't even get hard.
And then what does the Amazon seller do? Like reply with, oh, we're sorry, we're going to send you a replacement, the hot neighbor. Can we offer you the mom instead? We have her too.
I always just assumed child sex dolls were illegal. I never like looked into it. I just assumed that when I saw this, I was like, I thought that was illegal.
So one of the quotes in here, it just says they should be charged as sex offenders. Do you believe that to be true? You think you should charge somebody as a sex offender who buys a doll? We talked about this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, I guess. I'm not sure.
No. I feel like there's a, you know, for the people who watch Lolicon or jerk off to it and fuck child sex dolls, you know, they're not hurting real people, but they're still such creeps that there should be like a midline sex offender registry. Like, not the child sex offenders, but like, it's like, it's still very offensive, right? So call it like the child sex offensiveness registry or something, where it's more of a gray area, but they're still on it as creeps.
What about just the baby rubber doll fucker list?
Right, like a more, the law doesn't have to get involved, just more like an official wall of shame, like, hey, this guy jerks off to Lolicon, just beware. He's allowed to move in close to schools, but still, keep an eye out on him. I like, think two strikes and you're out kind of thing.
I think this is why halfway houses were invented. I mean, like, instead of jail, just put them in a, like, they have to check in every night, you know what I mean? Like, you can go about your life, but you have to live in this house with these other people, fuck child sex dolls or whatever. I don't know.
So it says there's two states that have banned child sex dolls, Tennessee and Kentucky, oddly enough. I would have expected them to.
As long as it's your cousin, it can be a child sex doll. So weird. But so even if it's not illegal, wouldn't it be like, you're ordering it from Amazon, you're literally putting yourself on a list. I mean, it seems like it would be a weird thing to do, you know, just putting yourself out there like that. You got to have some fucking balls.
So shouldn't this mom be in a weird way flattered? Because I do know that with those real doll people, you can send them a photo of someone and they'll create their likeness. So usually the person has to be the one asking the sex doll creators to create the doll. These guys went out of their way. They saw the kid and they were like, wow, we got to sell that bitch.
sell.
She's got potential. They're going to put you
she
in
can
movies.
Make it. So do you guys think the real doll guys have any scruples? Like, you guys are both fathers. If you sent them photos of your kids, would they be like, no, we can't do this? Or would they take your money? What do you guys figure?
I would hope they would just take my money and not do it.
Why?
I mean, not my money, but I mean, if somebody's stupid enough to send them money and take the money, you know, you don't have to do it, though.
What I want to know is if I send them a picture of me, if they would make the doll.
Just you.
I don't know if they have enough silicone on the earth.
I think the real doll one, that's like the biggest name in the game, right?
That's the only one I know.
They wouldn't jeopardize their reputation by doing something like that, you know?
I don't know. Depends on how legal it is.
It might be one of them deals like when you go to buy illegal fireworks at the stand, they say, we don't do that here. Come around back.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I before I read this article, I thought it was illegal. You said illegal in two states. I thought it was illegal in the whole country. And if you wanted one, you had to get it from China or whatever. You can get anything.
Oh, there's no way you'd buy a sex doll from China. That's fucking stupid.
What, is that stupider than buying it straight from Amazon?
Just any sex doll. Would you buy a sex toy from China?
I think that in China.
You should be charged for something to do. You know, kids made it. I mean, kids' hands have been all over it.
You know,
doesn't that make it better though? I mean, it's better that you know, Chinese child slaves made it than fat greasy men.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. Probably
everything
not.
Is always better than fat greasy men.
I mean, the Chinese don't even need child slaves. They have the Uyghurs in the camps now, so it probably is still grown men making these dolls. That's the sad part. Imagine if someone came up to you one day and said, you're a Muslim, we're putting you in a concentration camp where you have to create child sex dolls until your term is up.
Think how cool it would be to be like the warden at a sex toy factory where they're all forced to do it. And you just walk around with your baton, you know, like, keep pumping out the dicks.
Oh, keep it a-going. You missed any pitters on this one.
Why does that one look like my daughter?
Why is that one flat?
Sir, she's 8.
Oh. No food for you tonight.
Do they pay those Muslims, or is it literal slave?
I think they pay them with an extra hour or two of life. Yeah.
They let them live a little bit longer. Interesting.
All right. What's the other one? I sent you one, Kaya. Oh, the guy that punched his pregnant wife, killed the baby. That sounds funny, right?
Yes. Duh. It's funnier than he started to fucking GoFundMe after that.
That's what I wanted to get to was...
She was the light of our life.
So where'd he punch her?
A dad could be executed after allegedly punching his heavily pregnant wife so hard that their baby died at 38 days old. So does that mean that the baby died 38 days later after being born?
Yes.
How could they tie it to that punch?
He was not breathing when he was born. He needed oxygen. He didn't get oxygen for 15 minutes. He had brain damage from, I don't know.
That fucking line the badass to say movies, like, I'm going to punch you so hard your grandchildren are going to feel it. This guy meant it.
I wonder if he punched her and she had the kid right then. Like the kid just came out. It was like a kind of a downward punch.
Yeah, so I think in here it says that he punched her in the stomach, but yeah, that's what I thought was funny. As soon as the baby died, he started the GoFundMe.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, from prison? That's interesting.
Well, no, he wouldn't have been in prison yet until, baby dies, then he starts a GoFundMe, then he goes to prison.
He made this GoFundMe, and in the GoFundMe it says, our son was born July 4th, 2020, a month early, and he was born not breathing. He was without oxygen for 15 minutes, and he's fighting for his little life. He's fucking punched him, you asshole.
He's fighting for his little life. He's fighting me, by the way. No. Little detail I'm omitting.
He's fighting me.
I'm starting a GoFundMe because this little fucker doesn't know how to fight. We're getting him boxing lessons.
He said, it has been really hard on me and his mama.
Did the mom live?
I think so.
She's got a bruised abdomen, and I got a sprained wrist.
Oh, my God.
Well, that sucks.
I mean, you got to be a kind of retard to make a GoFundMe after you do something like that. You already punched her once. Why isn't she making the GoFundMe? Tell her. You make that shit.
Well, obviously he's the smarter of the two.
Yeah, well. In Alabama, I assume Alabama is very pro-life too. This guy really picked the wrong state to punch a woman in the gut, huh?
Yep. If there is a right state, I guess. I wonder if she's going to stay with him. I bet she Would sticks you? It out with him through prison.
He called her mama, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's staying with him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She's going to stay with him through prison. Tell everybody he's just misunderstood.
I had it coming.
I fell down the stairs. He didn't really punch me. Oh,
he loves me. He didn't mean it. He's not like that. I ran into a doorknob with my belly.
Yeah.
Well, I assume she snitched on him because otherwise, you know, they could have come together to hatch some sort of an alibi or a plan for them.
So if you punch a woman that's 8 months pregnant, it's like you'd think it would just split open. I mean, because that skin's pretty taut.
I wouldn't know.
God, that'd be awesome.
But that's what I would assume, too. Aren't babies like ultra fragile where if you just hold their head the wrong way, it'll basically cave in their skulls too? Don't they have super soft spots all over the place?
No, just one.
This guy probably didn't really have to try too hard. Yeah, not really a formidable opponent.
They just got one big soft spot on the top of their head.
Well, I guess that's what this kid chose to cushion the blow. Either that or you took a fucking shot into the kidney.
Oh my god. Are we back to doing a true crime show? This sounds like this is a true crime show. True crime written all over it.
All right.
Wait, can
I act it out?
Can we find a link to... No, hang on. I wanted to see if we can find a GoFundMe link.
Oh. Let's see if it's on here.
And because I want to read the whole sob story of what he has written, because I wonder if he wrote it or if it was his lawyers.
It says he wrote it. I don't see a link. I don't see a link to it. They must not want to promote it.
GoFundMe promoted.
If he goes to jail, does she still get to keep the money?
That says he was quickly put on life support to keep his vitals from dropping to life-threatening. The first time I was able to hold my sweet child was with so many wires and tubes attached to him. I couldn't keep the tears out of my eyes. While I was so thankful to so many of those wires and tubes, I couldn't help but feel so helpless, as I couldn't do anything to help my child. My baby's body couldn't take so much. Yeah, yeah. Turns out baby can't take a punch. Fucking glass jaw over here.
Jesus.
Due to all the time I spent with my sweet little angel, I have been placed on limited hours at work. What? Oh, that's the problem here.
So he's got all the sympathy. Now let's bring it all back to me. Everybody feels sorry for me.
Yeah. I had to take time off work after killing my kid. Sucks. Help me pay my bills.
I would be really interested to do some digging just to find out what job he was doing before all this happened.
Pizzas?
What the fuck? So this is by the mother. The mother wrote this.
I thought it said in here that he wrote it.
Meanwhile, the baby's mother, Stephanie Hundley, as according to a GoFundMe page, has urged people to donate so that she gets some help with the medical bills and funeral expenses. My name is Stephanie Hudley, and I'm the mother of little... Shit, aborted my phone. And I'm the mother of little Adriel Joseph Quinn Hundley. Four names. That's like white trash, right? In your country?
In every country.
Yeah, I think she wrote this.
Maybe I read it wrong. It's better if he wrote it. It's funnier.
I know it says that he wrote it.
For our purposes, he wrote it.
He's getting charged for with purposes reckless murder. How's that different than murder? Like, it seemed like he knew where he was punching. I mean,
reckless would have been he had to punch him twice. The first one didn't kill him, so he had to punch him again. You reckless son of a bitch.
Isn't that like the difference between manslaughter and first degree is?
How big of a pussy do you have to be to punch an 8-month-old baby and it still lives 32 days?
Yeah. You guys know those, like, at the carnival fairs, you can punch a little thing, boxing sack, and it tells you how strong your punch was. Like, how long the baby lives is inversely related to how strong you are. In an alternative universe, could you, like, dangle pregnant women from those little machines and drunk men just fucking punch it in the gut?
I don't even think it takes an alternative universe. It's just this universe. Fuck it.
And then some fucking carny walks up to you like, hey, if you want, you can get your photos at the booth, by the way. Here's your ticket.
You won. To pick your choice of any size afterbirth on the wall up there, you can have it.
You can take the placenta with you.
Trade in four placentas for a kidney.
We'll even perform the operation for free.
Anthony, did you get a chance to look through these stories at all?
Some of them, yeah.
All the blacks that the cops have killed?
Yes, I did look at that.
All right, so I thought this was really interesting. The way that the media writes the article. Mm-hmm. So it says, the headline is, police in the U.S. killed 164 black people in the first 8 months of 2020. These are their names. These are so that tells you that this is cops are running around killing black people for no reason, right?
Right. That paints the picture that that's what's happening. They are murdering people in the streets.
So here's the first one. I got to scroll down to it here. Fucking killing me. We'll get there. Oh, please.
It seems to me like, like what they're doing is in big bold letters, police shoot black man, and then little letters underneath. Well, the black man had already killed 17 people and he was ready to kill the cops and they had to shoot him to stop him or whatever.
So January 1st, they didn't kill any black people. So
that was a holiday. That's an American holiday. No black people killed today.
Okay. So then the first black guy to die at the hands of the police in the United States in 2020 was on January 2nd. According to CBS affiliate, 26-year-old Jamari Tarver was killed by North Las Vegas Police Department officers following a 24-minute police chase in an allegedly stolen vehicle that resulted from an attempted traffic stop. Officials say that following the chase, Tarver rammed the car into several police vehicles at one point, pinning a cop between the cars. Two officers then fired 24 rounds to Tarver, who did not respond to commands to show his hands. He was declared dead at the scene. Okay, so that's just like an outlier, right? Like, after this is when they started hunting the black people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, January 4th, Chicago. This is the next one. 25-year-old Tyree Davis died after police tasered and shot him for allegedly stealing something from a dollar store and not dropping a knife.
Wait. We're going to leave that, like, just leave that detail for not dropping a knife. No, not important.
Okay, yeah, so I was going to, you jump down here. The officers eventually caught up with Davis, and one officer tasered him multiple times as he continued to move toward that officer. Her partner shot him multiple times. Jeez. So he was coming at them with a knife. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that one's another outlier. Just two data points.
Right.
January 5th. Died after being tasered by Spring Valley Police. He alleged that this guy was out breaking car windows. They restrained her to prevent her from harming herself. Tasered her forearm to get her to loosen her grip on an officer's neck. She suffered from... What's it say? Davis suffered a medical emergency while handcuffed, prompting officers to remove the restraints and administer CPR and Narcan.
You know what Narcan's for, right?
I thought it was heroin overdose or something.
Right. She was innocent. It's cool. No big deal.
Where are you going with this, Doug? I feel like you're making a point.
I led with the point, which was they say police in the U.S. are killing 164 black people every day or whatever for the first 8 months. And then they just go through and tell you all the reasons why, like what not to do when you interact with cops and you won't get shot.
Don't try to stab them. Try to shoot them.
I think a lot of people are getting jaded of that now. Every single day you go on Twitter and some name trending. It's like, black man was shot by the police in cold blood. And you click the name and you watch a police footage or something. You wonder like, well, why was the police there in the first place? What were they doing just meddling in people's business? And then you realize, oh, it's, you know, the guy's wife called the cops because he was raping her in front of the children.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, kind of, you know, is this really your martyr? Is this the guy? And then you look into the cases every single time where they call them unarmed. What they mean is he didn't have a gun. But anything else is fair game. Like, oh, he was in a car and driving towards the officers trying to run them over. That's technically unarmed.
or he had just dropped his gun.
So right, he had just dropped his gun.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. No, you.
No, I was just going to say the one that I saw was the guy was raising his gun and the cop shot him. And everybody on Twitter is saying he was putting his gun down. He was trying to throw his gun. The guy was raising his gun to shoot the fucking cop in the video. And they're like, no. The cop told him to drop his gun. So he was trying to throw his gun to the cop.
He was just checking his sights.
Assholes, man. It's like they'll do whatever they can to justify this narrative. You know, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are jaded. I mean, again, by that logic, that one guy in France, remember that one ISIS guy who ran over 81 people in France?
That was a while ago, right?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, but by that logic, that guy was technically unarmed. You know, the police should never have killed him.
Right. Just let him go. An
unarmed minority.
He was a mostly peaceful black guy. Just let him go.
Mostly peaceful.
I don't know what France's population is, but I assume it's greater than 81, so mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful, that's right.
He only killed 81 of them.
Oh, my gosh. I think all of this is great. I think I love that all of these articles are kind. It lets me know exactly where everything's at. All the media is so controlled that everybody's starting to see it. I love it. I think it's great. Write more articles like this, please.
God, I don't know how many of you guys are seeing it. You Americans, you're honestly just living up to being the idiots of the planet. You have to politicize everything these days. I'm sorry, but at this point, I was always against that stereotype that all Americans are fat and stupid, but 2020 really verified that statement. You guys, one scumbag cop kills one scumbag career criminal, and you guys torch the country for months and months and months. You are so bored. You are so fucking bored.
The only problem I have with what you just said is you said fat and stupid. It's fat or stupid. Come on, give us a little credit here. We're not. I think
if they would have made more Tiger King episodes, then everybody would have just stayed inside. And nobody would have burned anything.
I think it's directly related to COVID, man. Everyone was just pent up inside, sitting, you know, bored, nowhere to go. The cinemas are closed. No more Marvel movies to numb your mind. And everyone, just, at some point, you just have to fucking throw a block party and twerk in front of the cops or something. You guys are bored.
I agree with you.
You know why there's no fucking riots in Germany? Because the beaches are open. I can go swim anytime I want. I don't have to fucking shoot cops in the face.
I don't know if that's true. Aren't they a lot stricter on crime in Germany? I mean, if there was a guy going up to a German cop and yelling and screaming in his face, that cop just be like, "Nah, okay."
I mean, it's you guys let rioters go. Your fucking politicians are literally bailing out rioters.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
I mean.
Like,
on the other hand, we're not as strict on law-abiding citizens. Like I said, it strikes me so weird that I can go on Twitter and my Twitter set to the American trending tags and such, and people are, you know, I see some fucking tweet of some person bitching about how they saw people at a restaurant and it has 100,000 likes about how they're selfish murderers. Meanwhile, I'm at a restaurant eating a delicious steak. People around me are having fucking fun. Reading that on my phone. No one's dying. Yeah. Old people are out there. They're enjoying their lives. I'm enjoying my life. Everyone's having fun. I'm just looking at America on flames, acting like the world is about to end. And it's all self-imposed because you motherfuckers are so bored.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. I don't have an argument.
I think, honestly, to fix all this, it'll sound fucked up, but you guys need ISIS back, man. You need some terrorism. You need an outside force, an enemy to reunite against. So you don't just turn on each other anymore.
Do you remember after we got 9/11, how on 9/12 it was everybody had American flags?
Right. That's what we need. That it won't work.
It won't. At this point, I also don't think it would work today. It sounds sad, but today, if you guys got 9/11 today, I feel like you guys wouldn't unite for even a minute.
Nope.
Twitter would be trending immediately about how it was Orange Man's fault and vice versa, and it was the fucking liberals who imported the planes that committed the crime or some shit. You guys politicize everything. It's fucking insane.
The difference is on 9/11, there was no like Facebook and Twitter and all that shit didn't exist, right? So the information wasn't able to be as divisive and spread out so fast. If something like that happened now, it would be exactly like you said. Everybody would be blaming the other side immediately. No outside force attacking us could ever bring us back together at this
Trump
point.
Trump lied. People died.
Right. The Trump lied. Yeah. This is killing people.
Okay.
Blood is on his hands. Why didn't he stop the plane?
Short of getting rid of social media, what is something that we can orchestrate to bring the country back together? If 9/11 won't do it, if we double it, if we do like 1822,
we gotta invent new months. So 1822, I love it.
I don't know, man. Some fucking crossbreed, just use CRISPR gene technology, create a new race for you guys to hate and put it in a zoo or something to, for people to throw banana peels at. I don't know anymore.
We did. You that guys once, need a new enemy. Where it got us.
It just doesn't work. The problem with America is you have to find a way not to politicize literally everything. Unlike the rest of the planet right now, you guys have, just as an example, you guys have an anti-mask cult and you have a pro-mask cult. You have these little bitches who go into Target and throw a fucking hissy fit if some underpaid teenager politely asks them to put their mask on, and they'll put themselves like fucking martyrs, like, oh, I'm not gonna put on my muzzle just because you're infringing on my constitutional right. And then you have the pro-mask cult who literally believe that masks are these magical things that will eliminate all disease, and, you know, just, there's, who think masks are fucking hazmat suits rather than these flimsy fucking virus-soaked little cloths that you just tell yourself work.
The worst part of that
is, it's retarded.
The people that believe, like, I'm not going to wear that muzzle just because, I agree with them. But I watch them and I'm like, you guys look like such fucking douches. I agree with what you're saying, that they're infringing on your rights, but you sound and you look like such a douche. I don't know what to do with that information.
But, you know, my point, though, is I can go to the grocery store here and you know, indoors everywhere you have, it's mandatory to wear your mask, except in restaurants, because restaurants, magically, the air doesn't, you know, transmit the virus, I guess. If you're eating steak, it doesn't work. Right. Just like how in America, if you're protesting racial injustice, the virus doesn't spread.
Right.
But all I can think is, okay, I walk into the grocery store. Occasionally, I see one or two people without a mask. And in my opinion, it is kind of rude. But that's about it. No, never, ever will I in Germany see someone stick a camera in that person's face, live tweeting it, saying, hey, where do you work? Who's your employer? What's your name? Why are you not wearing a mask? Wait. You don't believe in science. Trying to ruin this guy's life because maybe he forgot his mask, or maybe he just doesn't fucking feel like wearing it anymore.
Yeah.
That will never happen outside of America. That is like unique to you douchebags.
Where I get conflicted is if I go into a store, so I get out of the car and I put my mask in my pocket, I walk up to the door and if it says mask required upon entry or whatever, then I'll put my mask on. And then I walk in, and if I see somebody without the mask, I'm like, you motherfucker. I don't care about the health. It's, if I got to wear this, you should have to wear it. Where do you work at?
Where do you start live streaming right there. Where do you work? You need to get fired.
What's your name? You run outside into the parking lot just so you can catch his fucking license plate, and then Twitter, do your job. Fuck you, faggot. Kill yourself. You're just, this is what ruins America.
I agree with what they're talking about, when somebody posts Twitter, do your thing, like, I fucking hate you. I hate people that do that.
So do you think that the reason why people do that is because, so I know they don't care. Is it because they're trying to pretend to care, or they're just trying to get likes, like to get that dopamine rush?
Oh, no, they don't care.
I think it's both. No. I think that they want people. It all goes back to, all of our communication is performative now. So everything you say, you're saying it to an audience. So you, once you get that mentality in your head, you realize you're talking to an audience. So you have to talk like you're talking to an audience. You have to say what you think people want to hear.
It is. Yeah, it's all posturing and peacocking, but they lost the benefit of the doubt that maybe they actually care about the virus, right along the time when, you know, all those health experts came out and said that the BLM riots actually reduce rate of infections.
Right. That's where they lost.
That's when I went, okay, yep. All right, you guys are full of shit. Fuck right. You.
Yep. That was the exact time. I was like, they literally said the words, you go ahead and riot though. You know, riot. It's cool. It's you got to stop racism. The virus can wait.
They didn't just say, no, it doesn't matter. No, they went a step further. They said, if you riot, it reduces infections. Because apparently the logic is that when people are rioting in the streets, fire, it scares normal virus. People. And they, there's that too. It heats the air, which is apparently makes it harder, which makes it harder for the virus to survive if there's too much pepper spray in the air. And also normal people are too scared to go out. So there's fewer people outside. Shit. So hence reduced infections. I sent Doug a screenshot of a new article that said that if you speak English, it carries a higher risk of spreading COVID. if you're English speaking.
No.
I haven't read the article though.
Oh, I found the article. It makes sense.
What's it say?
I don't, not consonants, but whatever the sound is, it's like K's, T's, and
shut the fuck up, dude. That is the dumbest fucking. It makes sense. If you use certain consonants, you're gonna spread a virus more. Shut up. So stupid.
Now I got a fucking.
You know. Okay. So, what about Arabic, where half the language sounds like you're just gathering up phlegm and vomit, like that doesn't spread it.
I didn't say that. Didn't
I think I just got it from you.
What I said is. It makes sense. Whenever you're, if you spit a lot when you talk, you have a higher chance of spreading garbage from your body.
So you're saying that English, in general, people spit more when they talk, when they speak English.
I'm saying, according to this article, that's what they said. And it's written in a way that sounds like it makes sense.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, sure.
I'm gonna find it, you fuckers.
Good.
And then I'm taking the stance that this is like I wrote this fucking thing.
I want you to click on the name of who wrote that article, and I guarantee you they wrote some other article about if you're black you're gonna die of the virus and because of white people or whatever other bullshit that's just fucking stupid.
All right, here we go.
Could you drop us the link to the article? Oh, never mind, I found it.
By Jay Contrarius. That sounds legit. Yeah,
that sounds made up as fuck.
Did you find the right article? But on my end, it's on Forbes.com, by the way. It's called Why Speaking English May Spread More Coronavirus Than Other Languages by Allison Escalante.
It's the same article written. Okay, mine says...
How many people wrote this article?
New research suggests that English speakers put more droplets into the air. Is that how yours starts?
Yeah. So there's different writers? Oh, this is a fucking psyop. Why is there different authors?
If you want to know why Americans are so stupid, this is why. We write in rooms like this.
All right, so I'll go through mine first, Anthony. Here's some of the articles that she has written.
All right.
New York mayor furloughs himself. Report finds global economic outlook not as bad as expected. Everybody's nobody's working.
They're all sitting home telling you how great it's going to be.
Yeah, none of these follow the narrative that you had described.
Damn it.
I like this here. Quote, technically these numbers did not achieve statistical significance. But the observation is interesting nonetheless.
No, it's not. And anytime you can write an article that says America is bad, white men are bad, straight men are bad,
you think
it doesn't
English
matter.
English isn't necessarily American. Most of the world speaks English. Only speaks English.
I agree with you, but when stupid Americans hear the words English, they think America, right? That's who this is written for, stupid Americans.
No, I think this is written by people who think, I want to dunk on the West. What does the West speak? Well, it's usually Germanic languages like English. Fuck English. Fuck whites.
English. I would go so far as to say I think more rappers spread COVID than English speakers. Think about
it.
There's fucking virus everywhere.
Beatboxers, you mean? Yeah. Fair.
Oh, God. Do they even beatbox anymore? I think that went out in like 87.
I have no idea.
Why do you gotta shit on my fucking joke, man? Sorry.
This is so ridiculous. I don't know. How long before there's got to be a secession coming somewhere. There has to be.
They refer to their paper as a hypothesis. So for those who don't know, in science, a hypothesis is something you just pull out of your ass. You know what's a hypothesis? Intelligent design.
that's fact. God made the earth 7 minutes or whatever it was, and on the eighth minute he rested.
All right. I am now requesting that you write your own Bible for our cult.
Yeah. All right. I've been waiting my whole life for somebody to request a Bible that I wrote. If anybody out there wants to write a Bible for me that I can put my name on, I'd appreciate it.
And then pitch it to a network.
Yes.
So, Anthony, you put an article up here about the Rochester cops.
Mm-hmm. So my dad actually sent me this, which is funny. There's a, let's see, Rochester officers cover names after prosecutors, shout their addresses, kids' names, make taunting calls to parents in front of them. So these protesters, rioters, are calling these officers parents and telling them how shitty their kids are right in front of them. That's what I was talking about. So if this happened in Germany, would the cops just stand there and be like, well, I guess you're calling the parents. Duh, 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 duh. I'm just going to stand here and let you call my parents. I mean, doesn't, in my opinion, I'm not even this guy, but in my opinion, these cops should kill these people. They should punch these people in the face so hard that they die. Yes.
You're all wrong.
No, I'm right.
These cops are showing incredible restraint.
Gay.
Walk the thin blue line, pal.
I think that if there were repercussions for people's actions, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in. People need to start hitting their kids.
It's been 4 years of... What we have now in America is because of parents like you.
Bullshit. Your kids are going to...
Bullshit.
Mm-mm. Just because I don't hit my kids doesn't mean I raise them like this.
They'll be out there... I bet they've got that little... fake Sony My First Cell Phone in a fucking
it's loaded with cops' phone numbers.
Mall security guard.
Oh my God. So doesn't this go beyond not like parents not?
Where do Americans even draw the line anymore? Like, okay, there's all no cops are evil. They're all KKK. So what about mall cops? What about just like store security?
I think we feel the bags. Same about them that we've always felt. Sad.
Yeah, they don't even
what about bouncers?
Just sadness.
Like, is Paul Blart a Nazi? How far do you take this?
Oh, man. James is funny.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I was waiting for one of you guys to say that.
Oh, shit. Did you guys, Anthony, did you see the video of the guys walking up shooting the cops?
I did. That's
you motherfuckers are so bored.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing but boredom. There's nothing but boredom. If a good video game console released and happened to coincide with a AAA game release that day, those cops would have lived. I don't know if they died or not, but they would have lived. So like, you guys are just so pent up and bored, man.
Every day when I wake up, I think this is going to be the day that these people cross the line and the backlash is going to be so severe that we're done. This is over. We're done. It'll all go back to normal. And then they literally walk up to a cop car, shoot two cops in the face, and everybody's just like, meh, nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares.
And then
cares.
People block the, like, I saw the video of the female cop who was apparently a mother. Mm-hmm. She quit her job as a librarian to become a cop, and she's a mother, and she's like shot in the jaw, and she's mm-hmm. trying to apply a tourniquet to her mm-hmm. Cop buddy, trying to save his life.
I think they call those partners.
What a fucking buddy cop flick. Yeah, bad ending for that movie.
Not everything is Tango and Cash, Kyle.
God, I wish it was.
I don't know. Like, you watch these fucking protests, and every single time, just these pasty fucking motherfuckers, these, you know, middle-aged white people, you look at them and you think, you cocksucker, you have, like, the net worth of at least 17 black families. What are you protesting for or about?
Right. So wouldn't you think, like in a normal world, if just somebody walked up to a cop car, shot two people in the head, like there would be a little outrage, like people would be upset, like it would turn some kind of corner, like, okay, we're done with this. Right?
The combination of that and like Kaya said, with them blocking the entrance to the hospital so the ambulance couldn't get in.
Right.
Like,
and then not only were they blocking the entrance to the hospital, there was people saying, what are you talking about? There was only like 10 people. This wasn't a big, huge crowd. The media was fucking defending what they were doing.
And, well, I think they tried breaking into the emergency room, too.
Yes. And that's not the turning point. So what That's what I'm saying. What is the turning? When is normal people going to say, yeah, okay, we're done. We're done with this now. That okay, was fun.
So,
we're done. Okay,
so are you and I normal?
No, I'm not. I don't know about you.
No.
Okay.
None of us are here.
No, but what I'm saying is, okay, I'm done. Yeah. Right. So that this I've turned my corner right now.
Yes.
Now what do I do?
Dub, me and you turned our corner a long time ago.
Right. So what do I do? Do I stop retweeting BLM? Is that gonna?
Yeah. If you could, I'd appreciate it. So don't you think that there's got to be a place where once this act happened, normal people who are just want to go to work every day, do whatever they do, they're like, okay, you know what? If you guys want to ride in the streets, we're gonna ride in the streets. I mean, don't you think that eventually that'll happen? You can't live in a society where you just walk up and shoot people and everything's fine. Nobody cares. That doesn't work.
No, but what are you suggesting that we do? Like, I want you to rally up the troops. What do we do? Do we meet somewhere and riot back?
Yes. Where do you want to meet?
Okay. So if they're coming to our stores, mm-hmm. You think I'm going to go to the fucking ghetto and start burning shit? You're out of your fucking mind.
That's where they are burning shit.
What? I like that too. In protest, protest of racial injustice, we're gonna go to where racial minorities live and destroy their neighborhoods.
Right.
Thanks.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
You know the meme of white flight, where all white people leave a neighborhood and it turns into a ghetto. Okay, you're gonna have police flight at this point, where all the cops resign, which is starting to happen. The police chiefs are resigning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have fun living in Mad Max deserts. Right.
That's what they want.
I don't know how to ask this without giving away too much or just saying something that'll make Doug uncomfortable. Doug, you have... Stop me if I go too far. You have a family member, let's say, who... May I?
I don't know what you're saying.
You have a family member who's thinking about becoming a police officer, joining the force, right? Yeah. Okay, so how do you feel about that? What are your thoughts on that? Aren't you, worried?
Why? Well, I don't know. Best of luck, I guess. Thoughts and prayers? I don't know. Thoughts and
prayers. Wear a helmet. Put on blackface.
Protect your soft spot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't imagine why anybody right now would want to be a cop.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you've talked on the show, Anthony, what your job title is, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so if everybody was to just start randomly shooting toolmakers, mm-hmm. wouldn't you just quit going to work?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to provide for your family when you're fucking dead.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if someone started just slandering bakers, right? If they said, yo, the bakers, they're all white supremacists, they all fuck the dough and cum in it, they all feed you their cum, and every single bread I've ever bitten into had pubes in it, and, you know, they target black people specifically, they put extra pubes in black
extra
people's bread.
Pubes in the black bread.
That's called the monkey bread.
It's a whole grain, whole lot of ball sweat in the whole grain.
Oh God!
It's like, yeah, I wouldn't really want to be a baker anymore.
And what do cops get paid? Like $50,000 a year or something? Maybe. Something stupid like that.
I don't know. They deserve to get paid more, though. Clearly.
Well,
I mean, I don't even know if that's the case. What they deserve is this. I think. They deserve the same thing that any other human being deserves. If you are yelling in my face, I think I have the right to punch you.
You don't even believe that.
Yes, I do. I'm not saying that I want to. I'm saying that you should have that right. If somebody is yelling in your face, and the only way to stop them from yelling in your face, and you try to walk away, the only way to stop them is to punch them in the face. Yeah, I think you should have that fucking right. And nobody would blame a normal person for that. If it was all on video, and this guy walked away, tried to be calm, tried to stop, and the guy kept following him, yelling in his face, and then he got punched in the fucking face, And nobody would have a problem with that. But as soon as it's a cop, everybody's like, oh, cop punched somebody. I can't believe that. Don't be a fucking asshole then.
Cops have had like 3 weeks of training. They're above that.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen Police Academy.
You know, the black guy from Police Academy who can do every sound? He'd survive in these times, man.
Yeah.
Just confuse protesters with make the sound of Molotov cocktails exploding left and right. Just discombobulate the rioters, and then you can escape in the middle. Just pretend that a whole army is approaching, scare them away.
Oh, Jesus. The funniest thing to me... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't know about yelling, but definitely if you block the ambulance... Or for a family member or some, for anyone really. Yeah, then I honestly do think that the ambulance should have the legal right to just run you over and see you as a casualty.
Yeah.
Like a medical expense.
So, I don't think that should apply to only ambulances. I think if you're protesting in the highway, you should have just free and clear to just drive right through them. You shouldn't even have to stop and make a report or anything.
It's a highway. Yeah. If you get to where you're going, as a courtesy, call somebody and be like, hey, I might have hit somebody.
It's just an extra level of... scumbaggery to me. I mean, you know, shutting off a highway, you're a scumbag because maybe the mother just has to get home to her child, right? Maybe the guy has to get to his job because otherwise he's gonna get fired. But when you stop an ambulance, you know those guys are literally trying to save a life. You are, in the actual sense of those words, trying to prevent a life from being saved.
Right.
At that point, you should be, you know, You forfeit your own life.
I put that right up there with inconveniencing me by blocking the road. Don't do that.
I've got to stop at Burger King to get my drink before I get to work.
You fucking
oh princess. Man, I was hitting a green streak, dude. Come on.
Yeah, come on. I'm curious. I mean, in all honesty, if you saw a crowd and you were driving and that crowd told you to turn around, Doug. Would you turn around or would you just be like, I'm not doing that. I'm driving.
It depends on the circumstances. Who's in the car with
me? Yeah, agreed.
No, if it was just you.
Oh, so nobody could see me bitch out?
Perfect. That's kind of the opposite of what I was thinking, but perfect.
Yeah, oh, most if my people daughter's in there, choose... then I'm fighting every one of them motherfuckers.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'll admit that. I will choose the path of least resistance. If I have like a loved one, a child in the, you know, in the fucking kitty booster seat in the back, I'll go, okay, I'll turn back. Don't worry. Just don't fucking break my windows and rape me and my baby. Okay. I know how you riders are. Just leave me alone.
And
I'll turn back.
No taking pictures BLM. To make sex dolls of either, fuckers.
Is there BLM in Germany? Do they have that?
There was like once, I think, in the last 2 years, I saw one little, they marched through the streets banging drums. And of course it was exclusively white
was
people
like
who've
the,
never met
like
a black person.
Was it like the drums, like in Drumline where it's.
No, it was a bunch of hippies, which just they got some drum from their fucking garage band auditions. They pulled off the drum, I assume, and they were just trying to wake up the neighborhood with fucking rap music, too.
That's what they need to do when they do these protest marches and shit, is they need to get the high school marching band drummers with them.
Yeah.
Because whenever you hear the drummers, the marching band going, you always go outside to see what's going on.
Yeah, of course. There's a parade.
Okay, so
you're gonna throw candy.
If you're talking about showmanship, yeah, they should have cheerleaders and, you know, that sort of stuff. A good show. Mm-hmm. Strippers for BLM. Yeah. I'll raise my fist. Fair enough.
I'll raise my fist.
I don't know. I've been in a couple clubs that had some of them, and they weren't pretty to look at.
Well, the hot ones.
All I know is I'm glad that I don't live in a big city, so I don't have to deal with this bullshit. At least right now. Until Trump wins.
Well, if you don't... So I don't think either of us three live in big cities, so it's kind of hard to judge it. But from what I can see, the people living in big cities are fucking sick of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people that live in my city don't even know what's going on. there's not a black person in sight. There's when I talk to somebody at work about it, they They don't even know there's fucking riots or protests or anything.
Jeez. They're like, but black what? Black people? What do you mean?
There's people that are white? What do you mean? Oh, my God.
Is that a religion? What do you mean?
Oh, no, we don't have them here anymore. We went from cotton to canola.
Fuck.
Jeez.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye, see ya.
Bye. Bye, Twitch.
Oh, my God. So what do you think about this? They've got the fucking officers' numbers. Do you think these officers should have any kind of privacy, anonymity, any of that? Or do you think these protesters should just have their name, have their information, be able to harass their families?
No, I don't think that anybody should. I don't think you should ever be able to harass anybody's families. It's no different than the shit that they fucking do to me every 2 weeks trying to get me fucking fired, cocksuckers. Yeah, if you want to stand in the line and yell at the cops, I think you have that right. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with yelling at somebody. It's not. I don't think that they have the right to shoot them or punch them, as you said. But
no. There's a difference between standing in a line yelling at the cops. That's fine, whatever. But when you are literally yelling in their face, screaming in their face, talking about that you're going to kill them, you hate cops, you want to wish all cops were dead. There's a huge difference between that and just standing in a line yelling at the cops. That's different. If you're acting in a threatening way, normal people have a right to defend themselves from that. Why shouldn't the cops have a right to defend themselves from that? Why should people be allowed to beat the cops that way?
Because I think America is now in a special place. Like, usually I would say, okay, you know, you are a police officer or law enforcement in any sort of way. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of responsibility. You have a lot of power. With that comes a lot of responsibility. Your name should be behind that, right? Mm-hmm. You should be able to carry that. Mm-hmm. People should know who you are. Mm-hmm. So every action you take should be associated with your name.
I can understand that.
But at this point, where literally any cop who, if he so much as writes a parking ticket to a black person, he must be a Nazi.
Right.
No, I like the idea of just these anonymous ID numbers. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, every cop is identifiable. So, you know, oh, this is cop number 47 or something. And then if you go to the police department or the mayor or something, you can find out who he is if you need to. But any bystander filming this doesn't just know the guy's name and can't look that person up on Facebook. There's a reason why, you know, special forces and such have black masks on. Mm-hmm. The people who executed Saddam Hussein wore masks. The reason for that was because they feared repercussions for executing a fucking terrorist.
Right.
Right. They don't want to be known as, you know, Jane Smith, whatever the fuck his name is, or I'm the one who killed Saddam Hussein, because obviously someone's going to seek revenge. Mm-hmm. You Americans are at that point where your police officers honestly need black masks so people don't know their real name so they can harass their fucking wives and children.
Did you see that the guy that actually killed Osama bin Laden got kicked off of an airplane because he wouldn't wear his mask? He said, I'm no pussy.
He's on Twitter and very active, but I haven't heard about that.
So weird.
You see this comment on the screen? There are probably towns in the U.S. that haven't seen a black person. Can you imagine, like, one, where would that be at? And two, what would they say the first time a black guy walks into town?
Oh, God. I don't know if there's a place where there's none, but God, there are places where it seems like there's none.
You don't think, okay, do you think that there's any place in any city in the United States where a black guy has never been? Not drive through, but stop.
No.
Yeah.
There has to be.
There has to be. There's so many like backwoods really? Towns. Yeah, there has to be. Hmm. So, speaking of that, did you hear about the, like, there's like 9 black families that bought six city blocks or whatever it was, and they're starting a black only community or something. Did you hear about that at all?
Yeah.
So
I didn't.
Yeah. They pulled all their money together and they bought, I don't even know how much land, 6 blocks or whatever. They're going to start a pro black community,
a black safe space.
Yeah. And everybody's like flipping out about it. I could care less. Whatever. As long as they follow the law of the United States, who gives a shit? I mean,
so our are white people allowed, or do you have to get a visa?
How does it work? It's like their own. It's not their own country. They're not. They're not like starting their own country. They're just starting. Like, this neighborhood is a black neighborhood. Even though,
Anthony, what do you think would happen if I moved back there, mm-hmm. and then we called the local newspaper and said, "Hey, six of us have pooled our money together and we're buying this block and making it white only." it would be fucking bulldozed.
Oh fuck yeah, it would.
Yeah,
we would be strung up before we even started. I mean, yeah.
I don't know how they would do it, but they would somehow find your daughter and just Molotov her house in a completely different state. She'd totally be right. The one to pay for it.
What's funny is the people that are starting this black only neighborhood, they would probably be the ones to kill us. You can't start a whites only neighborhood.
Okay, so do you think that more of this is going to happen where we start introducing segregation as the way to end racism?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, didn't I tell you?
Can I still listen to 90s rap after segregation is put into effect?
In your house, quietly. You don't want your neighbors to know.
Did you guys... This reminds me, did you guys see that one advertising, which this was apparently real, non-POC cafe, a non-people of color cafe on a university campus where people who are not persons of colors can, you know, meet and just have a coffee and talk about not being people of color.
Yep. And everybody was mad about it.
Translated from Vokish into English, it means it's a white-only cafe, but they got away with it because they use politically correct language.
People were very upset about it, right? And so they recalled it, and they're like, no, we're not doing that. But at the same time, they came out with a POC-only cafe, a black people-only cafe, and that flew under the radar. Everybody was fine with that, but a white-only cafe, that was outrageous.
But they didn't call it white-only. They said... non-people of color, for people who are not people of color to, you know, congregate and talk about what it's like to not be a person of color and how terrible it is not to be a person of color. We're totally not racist, you guys. Just we really like talking about how it's like not to be black.
Yeah, we just sit around talking about fishing.
I love fishing.
Having money. Landowner, voting rights.
Not getting shot by the cops.
It's like segregation is cool as long as the right people are doing the segregating, right? I mean, that's what we're getting to. So all of this seems like a very big, long plan for revenge. That's what I'm getting out of all, you know? This whole social change is all just one big plan for revenge.
What, like Jim Crow's revenge?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Sounds like a good movie.
So, what, like...
Like Wyatt Earp in Tombstone.
So, like, the black people are saying, you can't force us to have our own drinking fountain. Only we can do that.
Right. Yeah, this is our drink. Now, instead of being excluded, you know, whites only, no blacks, now it's blacks only, no whites. Now it's ours. So, we're doing the excluding. So, it's good if they're the ones doing the excluding.
If somebody tries
woke
to make
white
me-
people are like, okay...
Yeah, exactly.
Stay out.
Okay. I guess I'll stay out then.
Oh no, so horrible. Oh, gee.
Not only that, but the woke white people are the ones that are shaming everybody. The black people don't have to do anything. All the white people are going to stop the other white people from going to the black places. It's fucking weird, man. Everything is so backwards.
I feel sorry for the first fucker that tries to get me to go to the back of the bus. They'll be held to pay.
Gosh.
Well, what do you want to do? You want to wrap this up?
Mm-hmm. Whatever you want.
Cool.
I'm having fun. I don't care.
Cool. He said, cool.
All right, Anthony, you say France sucks. I ask why.
I do. So, so France made some law making Photoshop pictures illegal unless they are... tagged as being photoshopped to fight fat.
Do you mean the where they have to add a disclaimer a la cigarette packs where it says cigarettes give you cancer fucking and then underneath says, like hot women it has to say this is photoshopped?
Yes, this woman was actually 600 pounds, not 98.
She has cellulite.
Yeah.
So why do you think this is a bad idea, Anthony?
What why Why wouldn't it be? What do you mean? I should be able to Photoshop whatever the fuck I want. Why should I have to put a disclaimer on it? That's stupid.
Oh, okay.
I see.
I'm actually for it.
I don't understand.
I don't mind.
Why?
I'll take the against stance. I don't think it should be as intrusive as it is on cigarette packs with the cancer shit, because they really try to guilt trip you with like, oh, this will make your dick limp, loser, you fucking faggot. You want to smoke? What kind of a homo does that, you fucking queer?
But the,
not
the
like problem. That, but a tiny little asterisk at the bottom for, you know, I don't know, the little children who look at those magazines and they think, why don't I look like that? I feel miserable.
No,
I should.
That is not the responsibility. That's not the responsibility of a photographer. That is the responsibility of that little child parent. This all goes back one step. Teach your fucking kids. If you're not teaching your kids that if you see this in a magazine, that's not how those people really look. And then the kid's like, oh,
okay,
really?
Do you feel about medication advertising where, you know, they run the commercial and then they have that super fast voice that says, you know, get our super ultra pills that'll allow you to do 2,000 fucking push-ups, and an asterisk will not actually allow you to do 2,000 push-ups. It's actually just a vitamin supplement. I see it, it's just the Photoshop version of that is the women do not actually look like this. They're actually fat, obese, cellulite-ridden old hags.
So that's not fair. What we're doing is taking the responsibility from the parents, where it's supposed to be, to raise their kids right, and we're putting it on advertising companies and photographers. That's stupid.
So the problem with it, Anthony, is I have to assume that I'm sure your kids love you. I'm almost positive of it. But I assume that they think that you're a fucking whack job nut.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's true.
So if you hold up a picture and say, you know, she really don't look like this, your daughter's going to say, okay, Dad.
so then again, that's a failure on my part. So since I don't know how to raise my kids, then advertising agencies have to step in. Come on, man.
No, why would you not say it's false advertising? Without that asterisk, it's false advertising.
How?
It is literally false.
It's
literally just not so true. I mean,
so if a woman has cellulite, you remove the cellulite and you're selling, you have a woman standing next to a stack of fucking tires and she's selling tires in a bikini for whatever fucking reason, and you remove her cellulite, that's false advertising? You think that they're advertising these tires and if the woman had cellulite, you wouldn't buy these tires? The whole argument is stupid. It's not the government's responsibility.
Yes.
That's
okay,
stupid.
Anthony, you would not buy those tires if they were sold by some fat hag. You'd be like, okay, but
right,
I don't want to fucking pick her up.
They don't use fat hags because nobody's going to buy tires from fat fucking hags. So they want to make them look good. I don't understand.
No, Anthony, the problem with it isn't about when they use a woman and Photoshop her cellulite out of the tires, but you have to draw a line somewhere. If it's for cellulite pills, and then you have a picture of a girl on there with no cellulite that's been Photoshopped out, that makes sense, right? Or you don't even agree with that?
No, I don't, do whatever you want. I don't care. It's stupid. Raise your kids right.
So
this whole thing is ignorant. It's not the job of an advertising agency or a government to raise my kids. It's not. We are making all of our problems worse.
I'm not asking the advertising agency to give my kids their allowance. I'm just trying to make sure that what they put out there is fucking true.
If that's the case, then why is Photoshop even legal then? Just get rid of it.
You're an idiot.
No.
Why?
What?
Is it legal?
No.
Why?
But
why
a little disclaimer. Look, okay, tell me this. Do you have a daughter? Do you tell her things like, look, sweetheart, you'll see women who look very attractive and maybe sometimes you feel bad because you don't look like that, but trust me, that's all manipulated. Okay? Those aren't real people.
Right.
Okay, but, you know, not everyone has a dad like you. There's a lot of young girls out there and young boys who see imagery in the media who just need that little reminder at the bottom that, hey, this fucking Snapchat or TikTok filter that they ran this through, it's not actually real. Don't feel bad if you don't look like this. It could be useful.
Yeah. It's not the government's responsibility to do things like that. We live in a community. We should be taking care of things like that.
But we're not. So let me ask you, what is the harm in this? Okay, so everybody listening, start raising your kids right and telling them that women have cellulite.
Right.
And then the world's a better place.
Right.
And buy tires from fat hags.
that too.
So what's the harm in this, Anthony?
The harm is that every year, every 6 months, all the time, we are just handing over more and more and more control our government. That's what is happening. And that puts us less and less in control.
I'm talking about this specifically. Not what's happened before, not what's happened after. What's wrong with the asterisk?
I'm trying to tell you, but you won't let me because you don't like what I'm saying.
No, because you're going down the slippery slope shit saying, well, they're going to take the next thing away and the next thing away. I'm saying specifically this.
And I'm trying to explain to you.
Well, go.
No, because I'll start and then you'll say, no, slippery slope, blah, blah, blah. So,
okay, just say something.
Okay. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah, the government should control everything we see.
No, slippery slope, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
I'm sitting here waiting patiently.
Everything we see. If we are, as a society, are too stupid to understand that advertisers want to sell us shit by photoshopping out cellulite, then we shouldn't try to mask that stupidity by having them label it. We should just own up to the fact that we're stupid and do something about it.
No, I agree, but I just think it's fair enough for kids to be stupid. I agree with adults. If you're an adult and you don't want to read the label on the bleach bottle that says bleach and you drink it and you die, that's fair enough. But little children just aren't smart. A 12-year-old girl isn't smart enough to realize that, hey, this might be Photoshopped. I don't look like this woman. Is there something wrong with me? Why am I like this?
All of this is a societal problem. I don't blame kids either. I'm telling you, all of this is a societal problem that we're trying to solve by making legislation that says that we have to put a Band-Aid on it afterwards, but we're not going to change anything. We're not going to raise our kids different. We're not going to tell our kids that things aren't this way. No, we can't do that. Let's just put a warning on it afterwards.
Well,
that won't make anything better.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Now, this is putting a Band-Aid on it, you're right, but we also don't like, the three of us here at the very least, I can say that with confidence, we also don't like people solving the root issue, which is, you know, when any one of us three here sees a Calvin Klein ad with a fat woman in lingerie, we're like, what the fuck is that? We're like, what the fuck did you just do? Where's the hot bitch?
Now you're
speaking. That would
language,
solve the
guy.
Root issue. Right. You don't need no asterisk if you're being honest and just putting on some fat rhino in that underwear, but no one wants to buy that then, especially for their girlfriend. So that's also the problem here.
I don't know. I think if we want to solve problems, if we want to solve problems, we should solve problems, not just, you know, pass legislation to make people feel better. It's stupid.
But so how do you solve that problem? Like,
it's a fucking societal problem. How do I know? I'm not
right, Anthony.
That's my kids right. I don't know. I recommend other people do that.
That's my point. Okay, so let's say that you are tasked with solving teen suicide. Okay.
Okay.
And you trace down the root cause of the majority of teen suicide is girls thinking that they're unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you get on TV and say, okay, so we figured this out and what we need you to do is start raising your kids right. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't solve it.
No, me going on TV saying raise your kids right, of course that doesn't solve it. But that's not what I said. That's not what I recommended. But there's a much bigger push that you could have for, they do these kind of things all the time where they kind of try to steer people in the right direction of what you're the good thing to do and what the bad thing to do is. But we're not doing any of that. We're not addressing the problem at all. We're pretending like the problem doesn't exist. And then we're going to say, well, the real problem here is that they photoshopped out some cellulite. That's the real problem. So if people just know that there's cellulite, then everything will be better. Nothing will be better.
Okay, I have a question. Are you in favor of disclaimers in general?
Me?
No, Anthony.
I mean, I guess it depends on what it's for. I mean,
well, I assume that, let's say you're watching a movie and in front of the movie, or you know, if it's Netflix or Hulu, it says content warning for 18 plus, contains scenes of nudity, or if it has to be more explicit, whatever.
No.
Like, if you didn't have that and you just put on any random movie and none of them had disclaimers or age descriptions, let's say you have a movie you want to see, oh, let me scrub through this if it's to see if it's any good. And then one of the random the little thumbnails that you put on is an erect fat cock and your little child just saw that, you'd be a little pissed off, right? I assume. You'd think like, what? Why the fuck wasn't there a disclaimer? They should have told me that there was a fat, erect, black cock in this.
You just say it was black first.
That's because that's how I feel about magazines and advertising sometimes, that, okay, this should come with a disclaimer that that bitch who looks like she's 27 pounds is not actually 27 pounds without cellulite and perfect double D tits.
I don't know, man. I think the world is a little bit better when it's not a disclaimer for every single thing that you see. Just live a little bit, fucking live dangerously. So the fucking disclaimer.
The example that was given about the disclaimer at the beginning of medication commercials. Mm-hmm. Are you? What's your opinion on those?
It goes even deeper than that. I remember when medication commercials didn't exist. When I was in high school, is when they started like allowing medication commercials. I don't even think they should allow medication commercials on TV at all. So
I agree with you, but that's not what the question was.
So medication disclaimers. No, I mean, I can't see how that helps anybody.
Really?
No, because like, if you have to go to the doctor to get a prescription for whatever medication, and you're relying on the disclaimer in the commercial that you saw that to tell you that this medication might make you kill yourself, you're beyond any kind of help. That is such a stupid failsafe that it's not even a failsafe. You are so far beyond help at that point that if you are getting your medical about information from a commercial,
you're talking about the extreme. If you're going to get something to slow hair loss and it says a possible side effect, maybe your kidney will fall out of your asshole. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? Maybe I'll just stick with the hair loss. Like, I'm not even going to explore this option.
Or your doctor could tell you that, like they're fucking supposed to. That's why it's a prescription. I don't. Or you can look into it yourself.
How many prescriptions have you gotten in your life?
I don't know. A lot. Why?
How many times have you had a doctor tell you what the side effects are? That's never happened.
Yeah.
So ask. So you have no responsibility for your own.
No, I'm going. You said something. I contradicted it.
But at some point, in my opinion, at some point, trust also comes into this. Where when you go to the doctor, you assume that, okay, this guy has my best interest in mind.
Right.
When he prescribes me something, it shouldn't be like, oh, so this is actually going to help me? You want me to get vaccinated? What are your side effects? So am I going to get autistic now? Whatever. What if I turn into ADHD, spaz? Huh? Tell me, read me every single side effect.
What? All of this. This whole conversation about everything that we brought up is just taking away people's like agency. Like you're not responsible because now you have a disclaimer. So you don't have to be responsible. Now you have this disclaimer that says Photoshop or whatever. So you don't have to even think about it anymore. Why shouldn't we be responsible
that's
for
that's
ourselves?
That's one less thing I've got to worry about.
Stupid.
How about if instead of a upfront in-your-face disclaimer, again, like the cigarette pack warnings, they put it at the end into the credits or something. It doesn't have to be intrusive. It just mentions, hey, this was edited, by the way. That woman didn't really look like that. Is that fair? Just so that fact is out there, just to have a written proof of the fact that, hey, Kim Kardashian does not actually look like this. This is a legal statement. She doesn't. Would you be okay with that?
No, I guess. I mean, it's fine. Whatever. I think it's pointless. I think that it doesn't do anything, and it actually does harm. Like, it makes you complacent. You don't have to even think about it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to teach your kids because now the warning labels will teach my kids. That's not the way that we move forward in a society.
In my opinion,
hold on. What if you look at it as it's a tool to help you teach your kids? Now you can identify, see that girl's hot and she actually looks like that. You could one day grow up to look as good as her.
That sounds just like the conversations I have with my daughter. You could grow up to look like that, you know, if you took care of yourself.
If you did a couple crunches, you fat shit.
Perfect. See, that's perfect.
No wonder there's no sex doll of you. Look at your ass.
If you ever want a sex doll, you need to start doing some fucking work.
You want a pen? You're surprised a bunch of pedophiles don't jerk off to you. Look at you.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, hold on. This is from that article. Those who don't abide by the new rules and don't disclose all images image retouching are reportedly subject to a fine of $41,000 and up to 6 months in jail. $41,000? Doesn't that seem excessive?
Yeah, again, I think it should be reported. That again, that doesn't mean you should have to run it as a gigantic banner in front of the advertising, whatever, but it should be recorded as a fact.
But if they don't, do you think a proportionate punishment is $41,000 or 6 months away from your family in a fucking cell? Do you think that's a proportionate punishment?
I bet they label it when they come back.
If you try to pass off Kim Kardashian's fat, lumpy cottage cheese ass as the hottest thing on earth, and you pretend that's, oh, this is how it looks in reality. Yeah, you know, honestly,
Anthony,
that's what you're trying to tell my daughter, then yeah, you should face a punishment. Put it in the credits.
So
at
I
least
can say this because you don't have
footnote.
A daughter. If your daughter is that stupid, that's on you.
Why are you so against repercussions, Anthony?
What?
So you create a law, and if somebody breaks the law, there's penalties to pay.
Right.
Don't break the law.
Right. No, I agree.
Okay.
Don't. Oh, you're killing me.
All right, Kaya, see if you can help this young man out.
Uh-oh.
Could you guys give any advice on trying to get into a girl's DMs you've never spoken to and hopefully ending up going on a date? Also love the show. No.
I hope that helps.
Well, the one
for the $5.
The one advice I can give you is you don't want to be the one random reply guy, the DM guy, where you just look, Dub, if you just slide into her DMs randomly, you don't know her, she doesn't know who you are, even as an ancillary I don't know, acquaintance. Just gonna look like some random Indian who is messaging her on Instagram. Okay, don't even bother.
For you,
make sure your picture is a white guy. Is what he's saying.
Don't bother.
Don't bother.
At least try to make some real life acquaintances with a woman, so then you can be like,
find out
what's
where
up?
She lives and hang outside her house and just.
I do my laundry here too. What a coincidence.
Firebomb it. Be like, I thought you were the daughter of a cop.
Right.
My bad.
All right, Kai. I'm going to remove you from the stream for a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Because you said you had to pee.
Okay, that's true. All
right. Okay, that's true. I guess I'll let that one slide.
I thought I was giving him an easy out. He made it hard.
That was funny. Oh my gosh. Fuck.
All right. Do you want to start these new patron shout outs?
Sure. All right.
Hold on.
All right. Thank you. Drignox. I think that might be a repeat. Is that a repeat from last week? Or did they drop him and sign back up?
I think he dropped and signed back up.
Oh, thank you again.
Ian, my buddy Ian. He's went from $60 to $65 this week. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Oh, I got to read this one, don't I?
Yes.
Caden just signed up for the annual whatever. So that kicks off our PI, whatever. Backstories, that's what it is. All right. Caden is a sweet and lovable guy who just wants a friend to hang out with. But for some reason, most people dislike him. Perhaps it is his love of filth, his powerful odor, or tendency to eat other people's food. There are only three things he won't eat: brown crayons, compact fluorescent bulbs, and tofu. Caden is indirectly and unintentionally responsible for a number of diseases and misfortunes, such as Hurricane Katrina and AIDS. Thank you, Caden.
Ha! 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 Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. IB Fant. Ib Fant. All right. They just edited their pledge from $1 to $5. Thank you, Ib Fant.
Wick. Oh, fuck. Wait, is this a goddamn Indian?
People just have regular names.
Wicklows. Wyclose. Wyclef John. Wyclef thank you, John. Wyclef.
Thank you, Symmetry. Symmetry. Geometry. Thank you, Geometry.
Carson, thank you very much.
Lamus, thank you. Thank you, Lamus.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought it was Alan.
Oh, yep, Alan. What the fuck? I can't even fucking read.
He's like, you just gave my whole fucking name, you dick.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan Smith.
Scottish Doug. Thank you. We're good at this. We're professional.
We are so good. Oh my God. Richard, thank you. Thank you to Richard.
Johan. All right. Thank
it's
you.
Johan. God.
Johan. Thank Johan. You. Johan. Do you think Johan is Amish?
Yeah. I hope so.
He's breaking all the rules. Yeah, going out to the shed to listen to us on a transistor radio.
God, that'd be great.
All right. So I think that's that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go over to the after show chat now, right?
Yes, sir. Are you going to jump in the after show chat with us?
Probably not. I have to stream. I'm going to be on patreon.com/who's right. So tune in there.
Streaming straight to there.
All right. Thank you, Kaya.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
No, thank you, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll have to not wait so long to have you on again. It's been a long time.
Nope. Bye.
Bye.